Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A key component of human life is enlightenment, the awakening from the darkness of deception into the light of truth. The so-called Great Awakening has really been going on forever. And before MAGA and QAnon, the consensus was that the banks were at the top of the criminal pyramid structure. And while many of us assumed that a hidden hand was pulling their strings as well, we realized that their main goal was a digital currency and a cashless society. It was the subject of several documentaries.
The ultimate goal that these people have in mind is the goal to create a one world government run by the banking industry, run by the bankers. Right? There'll be no more cash. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. And all money will be in your chips. And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything. It's total control of the people.
And that chip's connected to a database that has your purchasing records, what you do.
Everything. Everything is in there.
And it was also commonly discussed that they'll likely use Big Pharma to get us there.
Yes, there have been corrupt empires. Yes, they manipulate. Yes, there are secret societies. Yes, there have been oligarchies throughout history. And yes, today in 2002, there is a tyrannical organization calling itself the New World Order, pushing for worldwide government, a cashless society, open borders, total and complete tyranny. And by creating open borders where there's no national sovereignty and only global bodies that control all the resources, by centralizing and socializing health care, the state becomes God, basically, when it comes to your health, and then by releasing diseases and viruses and plagues upon us, we then basically get shoved into their system.
But now it's as if everyone has just accepted it and found something else to fight about, because the cashless society is being rolled out right now, and very few people seem bothered by it. In November of 2019, right before COVID, the Institute of Politics at Harvard Kennedy School had a live tabletop exercise called Digital Currency Wars, which looked at how the United States can continue to leverage economic power in a world of national digital currencies, such as the Chinese digital yuan, which is already heavily competing in trade against the U.S. dollar and seems to be at the forefront of centralized digital currencies. And it has an expiry date. If you don't spend it by then, it becomes worthless, so people can no longer save money. The Bank of International Settlements has announced that the central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations and will have technologies to enforce it. The Central Bank of Brazil is planning to launch their centralized digital currency in 2024. Israel is about to launch theirs, and the Bank of England is now preparing a UK digital currency. Italy's new Prime Minister Meloni is speaking out against the cashless society, but she seems to stand alone on the world stage. In the Federal Reserve's digital currency scheme, it appears that Hedera and Quant will be used on the technology side. They are already connected to everything. The cashless society is here, but everyone is talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. The goal was never to put an old senile puppet into the presidency to run havoc. The goal was to create a cashless society. And so while bringing Joe Biden to justice may feel like a victory, the tyrants are still getting exactly what they wanted. And once it's all said and done, then who will save you?
And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right. The FBI's come out and made some incredible statements. Coming up next segment, then your phone calls.
Thank you.
extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a Patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Edition of the transmission, and I'm going to go back to your phone calls, but I wanted to hit the story I mentioned in the first hour. FBI statement on Twitter. Now, they denied this. It's in the emails that they're supposed to keep it secret. The Twitter executive, it's just Twitter that's been exposed because of Musk. It's all the big groups. The executives think it's illegal what they're doing, spying on people, censoring people, suppressing people. And so the arrogant Praetorian Guard of the New World Order, FBI leadership, comes out and says, the correspondence between the FBI and Twitter show nothing more than examples of our traditional, long-standing, and ongoing federal government and private sector engagements. InfraGuard, set up by Bush, but it's way beyond that. That involves numerous companies over multiple sectors and industries, as evidence is the correspondence the FBI provides critical information to the private sector, kind of like New Zealand saying we're spying on anti-vaxxers. In an effort to allow them to protect themselves and their customers, the men and women of the FBI work every day to protect the American public. Listen to that obfuscation. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists, a term created by the CIA after the Kennedy assassination, and others are feeding the American public misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. The agency that took the fake Steele dossier and put it out that Trump was a Russian agent. The agency that covers up for all the real child trafficking and money laundering going on the border. The agency that suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop that was real, but they told the media it was fake with no evidence. Yeah, we're not the ones putting out fake information. Here is Fox News covering a short clip.
Alert. Now we are getting our first response from the FBI to the Twitter file dumps. The statement reads, the correspondence between the FBI and Twitter show nothing more than examples of our traditional long-standing and ongoing federal government and private sector engagements, which involve numerous companies over multiple sectors and industries. As evidenced in the correspondence, the FBI provides critical information to the private sector in an effort to allow them to protect themselves and their customers. The men and women of the FBI work every day to protect the American public. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. That just in. John?
All right. Noted. The White House struggling to find a coherent message on it.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's just business as usual, drag queen story time. It's just business as usual, the fentanyl. Just business as usual. And once Soros gets all the county attorneys and secretary generals, there'll be nobody. They'll have the Justice Department, they'll have all the states, and then the real fun begins. Here it is. New York City artist who identifies as non-binary queer charged with trying to have sex with a 9-year-old at a rape party that he'd established. Oh, but it's okay. He didn't like Nazis. He didn't like Trump. Surprised he's not running the U.S. spent nuclear fuel stockpile. And it just gets worse and worse and worse from there. They have a kleptocratic, out-of-control elite that protect themselves and that see the American people as the enemy. Michael in Virginia, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hello, yes, Alex. You know, we're standing at the forefront of victory in one way or the other, more than one way than the other, because they're breaking up their parts. They're throwing everything at us. In other words, we have one side against the other. There are those of us who are informed. There are those of us who are on the inside letting leaks out. There are those of us in different places who oppose the certain rule by these authorities. These people want to have rulership and control over humanity. So we have to, we eventually are breaking them up into smaller pieces. They are fighting each other. And that's good for our victory because we will attain victory by our aptitude, our awareness of how to govern.
And our perseverance. George Washington lost 90% of the battles the first 6 years, but finally won through perseverance. You're absolutely right. I need to make that point more often because I cover the bad, but not the good. And I can depress people, including myself sometimes. It's important to pull back and realize that they're revealing themselves. We're making them show their hand. They're getting trounced right now, and so we just got to keep persevering. Please continue.
Yes, sir. And because of that, we are making headway toward a final battle where they will be trumped. At least we should retain victory for at least a few hundred years ourselves. We will have a ruler, a leader. We'll have someone not necessarily that we bow to, but like they want us to come to them to elect a leader, and then that was because of them who are supposed to protect us that we give up our sovereignty to them. But we're on the verge of taking that victory back where people themselves have rulership. And again, that is lasts for at least a few year, 100 years. We can do that. Your victory, you're in the spear, you're the tip of the victory, retain that. I know you will. And God bless you, my brother.
God bless you, my brother. I really appreciate your encouragement. We are all the tip of the spear. Everybody listening is the tip of the spear. Make no damn mistake about it. And we don't sit there like, oh, we're the tip of the spear. It's like, man, we're the tip of the spear. We got a job to do. This is serious. And it's a nightmare situation, but we're in it. So we got to deal with it now. Let's go to Ruben in New York. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Alex, how you doing? It's an honor to be on the phone with you.
Honor to talk to you, brother. What's on your mind?
Wow. Alex, I want to apologize to you because a few months ago I was speaking to Mr. Harrison Smith on air, and I explained to him that I think you're part of the elite. Okay. And I told him that you're their Bible. And I do apologize because I see what you're going through. I was wrong. I'm so sorry, Alex.
Listen, it's okay. But the people standing up for God are the elite. You're the elite calling in caring about freedom, brother. You're the elite out of 8 billion people. There's 4 or 5 million folks tuning in today that really care the most. So you're the elite, brother. Here's the thing. We have to get ready to be leaders. We have to get ready to start winning. We have to get ready to have more whistleblowers and defectors and win. We have to believe we can do that. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. And I also have another thing I want to say. Can I speak? Or
no, go ahead. I'll shut up.
Okay, no. There's you're going through all this court stuff. Now, let's say, hypothetically speaking, if the judge would have told you, Mr. Jones, would you like to dismiss this case because it has no merit? What you would have said, Alex?
Yes.
You would have dismissed it. Now, guess what I said to the judge when they said that to me? I said, no, keep going. Why? I don't know, Alex. These people mess with our brains. There's a United States patent. The number is 3951134. It's called apparatus and method for remotely monitoring and altering brain waves. The inventor is Robert G. Malik, Plainview, New York. Assignee is Dorn and Margolin, Inc., Bohemia, New York. Now, I have to truly believe I got remotely monitored. They did this to me because I did not dismiss the case. When I left that court, I said to myself, why did I not dismiss this case? I don't understand what's going on. Now it's gotten worse. They're making money out the ether. You understand?
Well, sir, I actually know about that patent. There is a ton of microwaves. There's the Havana syndrome, where the CIA is getting hit by this stuff too. And it's not just getting sick and throwing up. People will just pull a knife out of a butcher block and start cutting themselves open. There's all sorts of evil stuff they've got, brother. I mean, they've got electromagnetic manipulations they've got patented that can remote control rats with no brain chip. They just aim these waves at a rat, and the rat does what they want. So I don't know if they're doing that to you, brother, but I know the stuff exists.
Listen, am I so crazy? Call me crazy. I don't know. What?
No, I don't think. Listen, brother, all I'm telling you is TV and culture and all of it is mind control. Yeah, there's the patent you're talking about right on screen. Reuben, we're going to break. Thank you so much. Have a great Christmas, brother. Deborah, you're up next when we come back. Boom, boom, boom. We're getting to the calls. They're all bringing up really interesting things. And yeah, there's the patent for the remote control mind control device. All right, we'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Sounds like Elon Musk's Neuralink, doesn't it?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Again, and I'm going to come back, cover a bunch of breaking news, and then back to your calls on this live Thursday worldwide transmission. Let's go to Deborah in Boston. Deborah, welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I actually got through like a month ago, and I had the I Am Spartacus idea. I just wanted to talk to you about that. Actually, you know what? I want to talk to everybody that's listening, not you. If we just think about how much money could be raised, like $5 at a time, I saw a tweet by Chris Rufo. You know him, right? A couple months ago. And somebody was accusing him of getting big money from so-and-so. And he actually said in a tweet that he had 2,500 people donating small amounts. And I just found that really surprising and kind of sad. I wish there were more people that would kind of get together and just donate $5 a month. It's not a big deal. Because of your show and the people you've introduced me to, I give a lot of different people actually about, you know, whatever, $5, $10, $15 a month. Attorney Renz, Dale Bigtree, RFK, whatever. So I just want to encourage everybody that's never bought anything, doesn't need any vitamins, whatever. I mean, if everybody listening gave $5 right now and committed, I mean, what if you could just have like $5 million a month? Just like nothing.
Well, that's really the issue. We need to make it simpler to donate. We kind of hide it at InfoWarsStore.com. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, up there it says support, and then you click that link and people can give $5, $10, whatever. And look, small town newspapers and things have gone all off the air everywhere, been shut down, local radio stations, when they need almost nothing to stay on air. But just the insurance and the legal and the cost, the electricity, all of it, for a small newspaper in a small town, it's like $3-4 million a year. Well, they don't have the money. They just shut down. Now you don't have local news. And it's the same thing for local radio stations. Well, it's the same thing for something like this. We have millions of dollars of bandwidth cost a month. We're very successful reaching people. It's just we have a certain nut to crack. So the good news is our accounting is about $250,000 a month we've been losing the last 6 months. And so if I get a few sponsors and got great products and if listeners just buy some more product and make some donations, we'll be able to stay on air and do these appeals and overturn all this fraud. And so they're so pissed out there. But it's not the globalists that can take us off air right now. It is the listeners if they don't realize how serious it is. And I get it. I've been on air for years saying, help me, please buy products. We need funds to stay on. It kind of gets old. It gets old for me to say it, but it's true. This is like a football game that starts at the beginning and goes for four quarters where both teams are neck and neck the whole time, or it's like a Muhammad Ali, George Foreman fight where it goes into the 12th round and they're just beating the hell out of each other. But that's how it is everywhere in these fights. So it is toe-to-toe, it is neck and neck, and it's really in your hands, and I appreciate your support. Anything else you'd like to say, Deborah?
I want to encourage everybody to get as healthy as possible. And I want to tell people that the health information that we've been given for the past, I don't know how many decades, you know, counting calories and running like crazy is how you lose weight. It's all from the government and it's all wrong. So there are doctors that you can find on Twitter, you know, mostly like low carb. It's all a spectrum, but there are doctors curing type 2 diabetes, epilepsy, MS, just by changing diet. So, you know, it's very empowering, you know, to get your health under control. You know, a lot of people obviously have awakened with COVID and realized how, you know, corrupt, but then they continue taking their, you know, their pills, their pharmaceuticals. I thought it would be a good idea maybe to have somebody like Dr. Mercola as a guest again, just to talk about like the very, very basics. I just want people to know that it is so much easier than you think. I'm, well, 53, and I eat meat and potatoes. I just do not eat processed food. I minimize sugar. I do intermittent fasting, which Ed Dowd actually mentioned on your show one time.
Oh, there's no doubt intermittent fasting is so good for you. And again, I'm not the perfect healthiest guy, but I know it works. I know what's out there. And it's so healthy to just, you know, eat at 10 a.m., be done eating by 6 p.m., and your life is so much better. And, of course, I'm the worst at still eating at like midnight when I'm up working or whatever. And you're absolutely right. And, look, Fauci and the globalists wouldn't be trying to suppress vitamin D3 and all these things if it wasn't the answer. That's why they're so scared. Thanks for the call. Kim in Wisconsin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. Merry Christmas. It's been an honor. I would love to do the battle cry with you, please, first.
Oh, now, okay, well, we haven't had women do it until yesterday, and now more and more are doing it. So let's hear a powerful female battle cry. That's so loud it overdrove your phone. Maybe back off your phone and do it again. Yeah!
Love it. I love it. I have an idea. The video that you started the show with those slides and the shot killing the cells and damaging them instantly.
Yes.
If everybody around the world took that video and the video of the clot and walked into every doctor's office, every pharmacy, everything, and demanded that they look at it and then call the head of the nurses, you know, of the counties and just demand. And if everybody does it every day and don't, if, you know, somebody says, oh, someone did it yesterday. So what? You know, keep pushing.
Absolutely. The people
day.
Just got excited and took action. It was put up last night, 140,000 views. Pathologist reveals what's really in the COVID vaccines. And it just instantly blood clots them like nothing he's ever seen before.
It's terrifying.
It's at band.video, the coordinates of resistance, and you're right. When people get excited, millions watch it. And it's, I mean, look, that video is conservative. They've got other scientists showing it where it's even worse, what it does long term, or in human blood, how it grows all these weird, what looks like microchip type structures. I mean, it is crazy.
Yes, but the thing with them, when they show it on the slide and they first do it and it shows how it kills it instantly, I think that would really shock people because it's not something that, oh, that's right, that's growing. But when they
That's right. He says, I've never, that queued up in the video, it's like a minute in, guys, where he goes, man, look at that. I've never seen something do that. It's just insane. All right, well, thank you so much, Kim. I really appreciate your call. All right, I got some other news I want to hit here and some other videos I want to get to, but I also want to continue with your phone calls. So we're going to do that on the other side of this break. We're going to talk to the callers in the order they received, like Sarah and then Rob, and we've got Robert and so many others straight ahead on the other side. But, yeah, these are a giant medical experiment that is taking place. This is a giant test. And we know it kills a bunch of people. We know it grows blood clots. But what else does it do? It's our job to warn people so they know what's happening. It's our job to protect the children. They're giving it to six-month-olds and up. They're giving it to pregnant women. Now they want to give it to newborn babies. We can't let them do it. We got to get out of our comfort zone and expose it. We'll be right back. Merry Christmas. I want you to remember two words. InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful, game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. PainMD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It will empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air of 360 Win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Joseph Watson on InfoWars.com. Church erases Jesus and Nativity in Christmas Carol, replaces them with queer people. God rest your queer and questioning, your anxious hearts be still. Believe that you are deeply known and part of God's goodwill. For all the lives in one in peace, the global dream fulfilled. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comforts of joy. This is capturing every institution and making it about sex people have. And that's all it is just the conquering. Non-binary queer artist featured in Vogue for LGBT art arrested for arranging rape of 9-year-old boy and sharing child porn. North Carolina professor files lawsuit claim he was fired for criticizing critical race theory. that creepy whiskey commercial, the non-Clown World version. That's right. J&B Scotch is all about an older man who becomes a trainee. Again, people that want to drink scotch want to drink scotch. They don't want to hear about how cool it is that dad is now a woman. And the point is, this is all force-fed by the corporations to destroy our society. It's not some unrepresented group that's being bullied, standing up for itself. It's a group of people that want to dominate and control our children. Oh, for Christmas, let's turn your little boy into a girl. And let's have creepy grandpa do it. I mean, this is all Hellraiser stuff. This is Jeffrey Dahmer stuff. This is also ultra creepy. And J&B won't care if it tanks their stock. They won't care if people don't buy their crappy scotch anymore. It won't matter because it's a weaponized system, the whole thing to bring down culture and society. That's why Russia's being attacked, because it won't turn its boys over to be castrated. Here's the clip. Oh, Grandpa takes you, locks the door. This is all symbol of sex.
Maybe the reason I survive the way and wherefore.
I'm going to make a call to listeners. We don't need to IMDb, find out this J&B ad, and find out who that boy is. Listen to me carefully. I just had a thought here. Just had a little inclination. My guts never wrong. I want listeners to investigate who that supposed boy is. He's probably an adult that looks like a boy. But find out what this was we just saw. The whole family crying because their son is now a girl and everyone is so proud of him. We've got drones to fight the wars now, son. We're so proud of you. We're so glad Grandpa locked the door and put makeup on you. Now you're going to drink your scotch. Man, this is total, complete weapon. Well, watch. And I don't know the answer to this. I just had a gut level deal with this. I'm like, we need to look into who that is. They're going to end up being some exploited youth who's been in Drag Queen Storytime previously or God knows what. Look into the name, folks. Look into the name. Because you can look at that kid and look at those eyes and tell that person's been in slavery, in my opinion. I just picked up slave. I mean, this whole thing is absolutely out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, here, there's another ad? Oh, gosh, there's more? Here, go ahead and roll this one.
Feel the autumn breeze, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day.
Oh, it's so avant-garde, a creepy old man putting on makeup.
The beauty or the beast,
ugh.
Maybe the famine or the
feast. It's all a joke on us.
May turn each day into a hell.
And then he's like, he's ashamed of the fact he wants to be a woman.
My dreams, a smile reflected in a stream.
So he's recruiting kids, he's locking them in buildings, he's cleaning up his makeup, it's his little guilty pleasure. He's hiding his makeup, but don't worry, your grandson comes over. Ugh. I mean, this is like a horror movie. I mean, if I was going to cast somebody to look like a pedophile, I'd cast Brian Stelter first, but if he couldn't do the job, this guy. I mean, this is like, sir, we want you to drive around a white van in a movie and kidnap children and do medical experiments on him. Now he's looking out the window at his grandson and saying, hey, I'll get him. And I guess it then segues to this. Just turn it off. The CIA with the German government placed hundreds of thousands of children with convicted pedophiles as young as three to be raped to, quote, create the new family. And they had a Netflix show host, one of these drag queens, come out, it's a man in a woman's outfit, and say, we're here to destroy the family. That's their goal. That's their program. That's their operation. That's what they mean to do. Let me just say something to the listeners here. We've been through COVID. We've been through the lockdowns. We've been through everything. InfoWars has been through supply chain breakdowns. My live show crew is the best crew I've ever had. They work so hard 7 days a week. And the rest of the InfoWars family overall are great people. But we've been through a process of upgrading our shipping. We're about to upgrade our customer service. We're upgrading everything here. We want you to know that we're not Amazon. We're not Walmart. We don't have the infrastructure to get you a package in 24 hours. We get it to you in 3 days. We don't have the infrastructure sometimes to answer your call at midnight when you call about a product. We're not the New World Order. But we're doing the best job we can. And every product we're promoting, we have in stock, ready to ship to you right now, and we need the funds. So if you made a straight donation, you know you're fighting the New World Order, and it's a great thing, and we appreciate it, and you're changing the world. At InfoWars.com, right at the top, InfoWarsStore.com, you can make a donation right there where it says support. But you need these products, so get them. And know that they're amazing, and know that 95% of humanoid, that's the strongest turmeric out there, is incredible. Turmeric 95. Bodies are sold out, got a new supplier, bodies will come back in, but it's from these people. We get the supplies, the company we had, to make bodies with this. But people want the orange bottle, so we'll bring that back for you. But turmeric 95, InfoWars MD, InfoWarsStore.com, Vitamineral Fusion, incredible. People love it. Selling out. Ready to ship to you right now. Still 50% off. Real Red Pill Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. The Real Red Pill has all these trace elements and minerals and vitamins, but more importantly, it has pregnenolone and then a bunch of other incredible things that are the precursors to the hormones in your body that they're attacking and they're suppressing with chemicals and the bombardment. So all these things do an incredible job. But I got to say, X2 and X3 get the best results overall because most people are deficient in iodine, and most forms of iodine are bound to other elements, so you're not absorbing them. We have atomic iodine and triiodine. One of its part of that is atomic. Real Red Pill is just as powerful as X2 and X3 with the pregnenolone and more. It's 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and it is a direct punch in the nose. Nonviolent punch in the gut to George Soros and Barack Obama and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Klaus Schwab and the UN. When you word of mouth us, when you share the articles, when you share the videos, when you take action, when you get these products and make yourself healthy, it's a win-win. There's never a greater example of a non-zero-sum game. A zero-sum game means there's winners and losers. A non-zero-sum game, or what I call a 360 win, is everybody wins. We fight tyranny. We're bold. We win together. We're healthy. We change the world. InfoWarsStore.com. And check out the new InfoWars Platinum line with the 1776 testosterone boost, the HGH boost, and the Pain MD. They're already number one best-selling products. We've been able to private label in the country because they really work. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Can.
Oh my God, I'm actually talking to Alex Jones. Okay. So your discernment is right, sir. I heard you talking about the trans confusion. But, you know, you got to think your health minister, Levine, there is a dude in a dress. And same with our Canadian health minister.
No, our health minister isn't just a man in a dress. She's an admiral.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah, and Theresa Town in Canada.
Oh, and the other guy runs the nuclear stockpile. It's all about them capturing us.
Exactly. It's just to
did you know
us.
In New York, 80% of Spotify's tranny? I mean, it's like it's a cult. And I don't hate individuals that are into that. It's a cult of men dressed up like women as a gang taking over and saying your children are ours.
Well, not only that, they're taking away all the women's rights, right? Because of the athletics and then the women's washroom thing.
They're beating women up in boxing matches and wrestling and everything. It's all just a sick joke, and we sit here and put up with it. Oh, look, some men showed up dressed as women. Let's let them take over.
Yeah, I have a granddaughter who thinks she's a boy.
Yeah, now the Marine Corps may drop ma'am and sir because you can't have men and women because it's an attack on humanity.
Absolutely. Well, I'm a nurse.
Of course they put a woman in charge bossing the women. Now they're getting rid of that. It's all a cult.
Yeah, it's very, well, like you said, it's confusing. And it all blends into the, or merges into the transhumanism, right, movement.
Yes.
And I'm a nurse. I just got fired a year ago in Canada because I didn't take the poisonous shot. Not only that, they won't here in Canada. Like, so basically, you don't take the shot, you don't have a job. But I've had a career for 23 years as a public servant, and I can't, sorry, I have laryngitis right now, and I can't even collect employment insurance.
It's total economic war against men and women and children. There's only men, there's only women, there's only children. Leave the children alone. Do it. He doesn't have a right to convince a kid to do it. And it's the same thing. We don't hate you because you're mentally ill. Just leave our children alone, you monsters. Thanks for the call. Rob in FEMA Region 10. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, it's Rob. I just wanted to talk about the Twitter files that Kim Iverson covered on her YouTube channel for the preview for her new live show to start January 2nd. She mentioned that the tweets were going out that FBI agent Mr. Baker or something got hired in after many, many years in the FBI. And then he brought in multiple other agents, and they created a private Slack channel to bring in even more FBI agents. And then I went on the website and looked. The number of Twitter employees increased from like 5,000 to 7,500 between 2020 and 2021.
Yeah, no, it's a revolving door with the intelligence agencies loading up all the big tech to surveil, blackmail, traffic in criminal activity, everything. It's just a giant criminal organization.
Yeah, and all these people that came in from the feds, they have multiple years of leadership experience and real world experience.
What they do is they're spying on the private chats of all the celebrities and government officials.
Well, and they're leading all these tech schlubs that just come right out of college, brainwashed and know nothing. They just fall in line behind these agents, and basically. It's a propaganda arm of the government.
It's on all the emails. Everybody's a Russian agent. Surveil them, take their rights, spy on them, rob them, harass them. We're liberal. It's okay. And it's all a bunch of cold-blooded lawyers with FBI agent badges doing it. No, it's the Gestapo. It's the Nazis. It's, you know, while the ADL's telling you, oh, look, this person doesn't open borders. They're a Nazi. Literal Nazi tactics are being used. Thank you for the call. All right. Let's talk to Harold in Alabama. Harold, go ahead.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I'm a construction worker up here in North Alabama, and I worked on two of the FBI buildings. We've got two FBI buildings here, one of them over $1 billion. But these people, well, I'm going to tell you, the FBI buildings are like a five-star resort. They've got baristas, gyms. I mean, I was appalled at how these things are so lavish. But what I was calling in about is that they did this new art in the lobby of the FBI building, and it's up on the wall. It's like a concrete thing. You really can't tell what it is till you step back. And I looked at it, and I was appalled because it was a picture of a demonic demon's head on the FBI lobby's wall up here in Huntsville, Alabama. And I
got to type in FBI headquarters, Huntsville, Alabama mural. Huntsville, Alabama, yeah. FBI headquarters mural. Let's see it.
On the wall in the lobby, and when you can't really tell what it is because it's one of these new age things, but if you step back, you can see it. And I brought other people in. I said, look right here, and they were just amazed. You know, why would they put that on the wall of the FBI building?
Why would they defend and protect pedophiles?
They're totally captured is what I'm thinking.
No, they are, brother. They are bringing in, because, look, if you get control of a country's executive police force, federal police force, it's game over. And they've almost got it. And Soros has almost got all the cities under his control. That's why this is happening.
Yeah, you know, the thing about it, Alex, is these people are supposed to work for us. You know, I'm a construction worker. You know, we got porta potties. We're eating in our car out there. And they've got this lavish. I mean, who wouldn't want to work for the government the way that they're treating themselves? I mean, at public expense, it's unbelievable. Like the spa is like a five-star spa.
Well, they're in there committing crimes against America, so they've got to be rewarded and petted and told how great they are. And, you know, people say, oh, there's still some good ones. Well, obviously. But at the top, it is rotten to the core. God bless you, brother. Let's jam in another call. Shrimp Dog in Dallas. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex Jones.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, brother, I wanted to start by telling you I was born about a month after you on the vernal equinox.
in what the Chinese call the year of the tiger.
Really?
And we are the electromagnetic, telekinetic, morphogenetic, say it with me now, transmitters and receivers. And I love you, brother. I thank you for taking my call. Feel like I'm a kindred spirit with you.
I hear you. You want to get into the Hebrew Israelites and the Yay interview. Go ahead.
I do. I do. I was on hold a lot of times and never got.
Well, you're on air now. Go ahead.
All right. So here's the code. Crew, go to DuckDuckGo and pull up. Search this phrase. Hebrew slaves in ancient Egypt. Hebrew slaves in ancient Egypt. This is the cheat code. You don't want to learn this truth. Everybody,
you're yelling so loud,
right,
it's overdriven. So I want to hear what you have to say. Just back off a little bit off the phone and tell us the cheat sheet. Go ahead.
Oh, I wanted the crew to get involved and go to DuckDuckGo.
No, sir, we don't. Listen. You're on air right now. Tell us. Go ahead.
All right. If you go to DuckDuckGo and you search this phrase, Hebrew slaves in ancient Egypt, and go to the images tab, you will see wall paintings and carvings that show that the Egyptians and the Hebrews were the same shade of black. Okay? So that's the hidden secret. So I agree with Ye.
No, I know what you're saying. It shows black Egyptians with black Hebrew slaves.
That's it. And, you know, Hollywood wants to show justice.
Yeah, put that back on screen. Yeah. The rulers are black and the slaves are black, which is saying the Hebrews are black.
That is a fact that cannot be unproven. Archaeological evidence, real time, just transmitted to the universe. That's it. So get off of Ye's back, get off of Kyrie Irving's back, because Adam was black, and
well, listen, I'm not on anybody's back. I just don't like Hitler.
No, not you. I'm talking about to the world right now. You gave me this platform. That's why I support this platform. I don't agree.
No,
with
I appreciate you, brother, and I love you. We're out of time. Listen, we've got our next guest host, Paul Joseph Watson, taking over. Then in 1 hour, we've got Owen Schroyer of the War Room, 3 p.m. Central. Please support my friend. He does a great job. He deserves to be heard by a lot of folks. And he is heard by a lot of folks, but Owen is really doing as good a job as I am. This show needs your support. Infowars.com/show. Owen Schroyer coming for 1 hour. Paul Joseph Watson does a great job as well. He's coming up. And I'm sorry to the other callers, Matt and Brad and Corey and Robert. You've got to call me back tomorrow for the Friday edition. Got some big special guests tomorrow. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.